Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Here she is, looking cool, looking suave, looking like, yeah, man, I grew up in the Eastern Cape and now I'm out here in Joburg and these people are hectic, but I'm making it work. DJ Link, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm okay. Yes, I feel very welcome now.
Good. Yes. Yeah, you should. You should. It's great to have you. I was looking at some of the things you've done. You've done some really, really dope stuff.
Yes.
And you've played alongside some really, really cool people. And of course, this all began like in 2008 at the Soul Candy Institute of Music, right?
Yes,
that was the first sort of interaction.
Started.
But what made you go? What is it that within you that decided you wanted to go and check it out?
It's actually more of a mistake or...
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Because I liked clubbing more than DJing.
Okay.
And then the DJs thought I was a DJ already.
Oh.
So they were like, why don't you go for it?
Huh.
And then, yeah.
So were you that girl that was always at the DJ box requesting songs?
No. I wasn't requesting songs. I was more of when the DJ is queuing. And they, before even they fade the last song, I already know what's coming in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it was a natural knack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's actually when the beat is like, I know that song. I know I'm already singing it. You guys on the floor, you're still singing that very last one.
So you knew exactly what was coming up when it was coming
up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super impressive. That's like a natural ability and understanding for something. It's very, very cool. Yeah.
They already thought I was... Are you a DJ? A lot of them and more esteemed DJs that I still look up to them even now, they thought I was a DJ.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So then tell me about making the switch from doing something kind of just for the fun of it to doing it to start making money.
From it.
And how was that switch? How did you find it?
It was difficult. It still is
because
firstly, my family... I already had responsibilities. I had a daughter already. My mother, in fact, my whole family, we are very religious. So from being this gospel singing girl to
in the clubs.
Club DJ, what the heck?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was difficult. It took them more than 8 years.
Wow.
To actually accept that you are a DJ, really.
So when you say that they didn't accept it, what does that mean? They would just like not support you or knocked you out of the house or what?
No, not that they knocked me out or they didn't support. They were like, oh, probably it's just a phase.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, but then I knew I was serious about it.
Yeah.
And there was a time I was not working for almost a year and I was only DJing.
Huh.
So they were like, my mother was like, I'm sure you're looking for some employment to get some kind of proper income because this is just.
Yeah.
So.
But then you were now, making it work. Yeah.
Yes. Now I've been unemployed.
In inverted commas. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. For almost 4 years.
Wow. And you're having a good run.
So now I'm like, this is my career.
Absolutely.
I'm into it.
And it's exciting. What is it that excites you the most about being a DJ?
The fact that I get to entertain people. Mm. For me, I take the booth as my stage.
Huh.
So I'm an artist. I this is my type of art. I need to show these people how artistic I am.
Mm.
Besides just playing music to them. Mm. I dance. I sing. I take them to my stage. Instead of them coming to me, I pick one of them to come to my stage and dance with me.
Huh.
That is me.
It's beautiful. Hanging out with the DJ Link, she's telling us all about how she's been unemployed for 4 years, but is making it work somehow. More with her next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. The DJ Link is here and she's telling me about how cool her 12-year-old daughter thinks it is that her mom is a DJ. I mean, that's great. Her birthday parties are going to be so lit.
Yes.
Yeah. But now, okay, so you love Deep House, right?
I'm a Deep House fanatic.
And these Deep House fanatics, they love Deep... I've never met someone who's like, yeah, like I like Deep House and I like other genres. Deep House people, they just like Deep House.
I love music.
But Deep House is the one.
For me, Deep House, because my basis is Afro Jazz.
Yeah.
So the switch from Afro Jazz was easy to Deep House.
Okay.
Because of the elements, they're very similar.
Do you think that, I mean, Deep House, I just can't get into it, hey? And I've tried. Why must a song be 10 minutes long, Link?
you need to, you know.
Do you think I'm not relaxed enough?
Oh my gosh, you'll never understand.
I need to.
You need to just
feel the vibe.
Yeah, not really the vibe. You know, I always say on my social media pages, we deep house fans or deep house heads, we dissect a song.
Yeah.
So when you're giving me 3 minutes, nope. We dissect each and every element. Where's the vocal gonna come? I already know when the vocal is gonna come.
Yeah.
Like,
I know I need to. I don't know.
Thing.
It's a spirit. I need, because you were telling me a little earlier on that, like, even when you're just stressed in your own life,
yep,
you put it on and you're so relaxed. I'm I need so that. Relaxed. I really
like,
need that.
I can drive full 4 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours nonstop as long as I have my deep house
playing.
Playing.
Yeah.
If you want me to play your thing, then take the wheel.
Yeah, so if you're driving, yeah, you control the sound system, yep, and it's deep house all the way.
Yes.
What do you think at the moment in terms of what's happening with the music business? The fact that, like, it's all online, there's no more CDs, there's no more vinyls, yes, there's no more tapes, it's like it's all done. Yes. Where do you think the music business is at, and what is interesting to you about what it looks like in this day and age?
I think the way it is now, it's actually getting us to actually accept that the music business is not just a business. It's a career. There has to be other people earning out of it, because if a person can do an online radio and it's commercial like this one, then it's big. Then, like, we don't have to depend on all those old time strings, all time things. We are evolving, so we have to also, the music industry must evolve from vinyl to cassette, from cassette to CD, from CD to USB.
So it's exciting.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting. And what role do you think you play in it in the long run? Like, where do you want to take your career to? What's the next step?
I'm going to be more... Okay, let me just reveal this. This is the first ever.
Yeah.
I've decided when I reach 40, I'm hanging my headsets.
Really?
But I'm going behind the scenes.
Cool.
Because as...
But that's going to be in 20 years' time.
Nah.
Nah, I'm joking.
Nah. It's actually very close. Like, I'm going to be more behind the scenes. Because that's where I'm involved. I'm getting myself involved in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to push the brand link so that whoever I introduce from the brand link is entrusted.
Huh.
Yes.
I like it.
Because what I'm doing now with Female DJ Network,
yeah,
I do a lot of creativity. I do a lot of motivation. I do a lot of... quite a lot of things that are behind the scenes,
yeah,
that you, as your a normal being, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You just see a DJ behind the decks. You don't know what takes to be actually
to make
there.
That.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit more about the Female DJ Network.
The Female DJ Network, it's not really a movement. It's an organization.
Cool.
Registered and paying
members,
it's not a booking agency or something, because we do not say you can only book DJ Link from Female DJ Network. No, it's an organization that is aimed at unifying women, first and foremost, because we are not united, especially female DJs, and then to actually encounter and to motivate women to actually address the challenges that we face, because this is a male dominated industry.
Yeah.
Every lineup you see, there's a male DJ. Every lineup. It doesn't matter women's month, everything, there's a male there. So we want to address the challenges that you don't have to do those bedroom interviews. About them. You just, you need to push in a certain way. That's what I'm involved in. When I say there's a whole lot of background things that I'm doing.
So cool. What is there left that you really want to kind of touch on? Because it's great to hang out with you. And sometimes I don't always know the best questions to ask. So what's the one question that you've always wanted to give an answer to but never been asked?
My gosh. I've been asked, but I don't think through the right channels. Why the name Link?
Okay, so let's do this.
Yes.
Hey, Link, it's so great to have you on the show. Tell me about why you're called DJ Link.
Firstly, the link is not your normal link,
yeah.
The English word. It's L-I-N-C.
It's
actually two names. It's two names.
Yeah.
It's my daughter's first two letters.
Oh, beautiful.
And my first two letters. L-I-N-C.
Beautiful. And those names, and those full names are?
It's, my daughter is Liko.
Liko.
And I'm Ncediwe.
Ncediwe.
Then Link.
Beautiful.
I wanted to be the link of entertainment between the people and the music. But then I cannot just be a normal, ordinary link. Everybody is a link. Your digital... okay, can I call names?
Yeah.
They are a link. You know? It doesn't matter whether you are a radio DJ, a TV VJ, but you are the link. A person hears music from a DJ.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm the link. I need to educate people about music. There's different things about music than the song itself.
Absolutely.
Yes. There's so much that goes on.
Your daughter must think that's so cool that she's in your DJ name. Does she? I'm sure she does.
I always say that I'm building this empire for her. Yeah, she's the only one.
It's very cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely to meet you. How do we connect with you all over social media?
On social media, my page is... DJ LINC-ZA.
Cool.
That's my page on Facebook. And then on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Instagram is at DJ Full DJ DJAY LINC.
Cool.
There's no underscore anything. DJ LINC.
Awesome. Well, it's been lovely to meet you, DJ Link. Thank you so much for stopping by. If people missed any of this interview, it'll be up at cliffcentral.com and you can get it in iTunes as well. The show is called Kelman on Cliff Central. You can just subscribe to it. DJ Link, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure. Yeah. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.